Hey, welcome to today's show here on Anchor. I thought I'd talk today about the CV because I get a lot of CVs come in every single week to our company, and it's really interesting the varied sizes of the CV in terms of pages and the format and how they're coming in. And it reminded me about the CVs that come a few years ago. You don't see them as much these days, but they're still out there, and that's called, this is in Europe, called the Europass CV. And it was a template that was used for different countries from Bulgaria, Czech Republic, Denmark, Germany, Ireland, Greece, Spain, France, and so on, where you would have a template that you could use, and you could use that as part of your your CV replacement. I think if you can actually go and download it if you go into Europass and find it. But the problem is now it's a little bit old-fashioned. It doesn't look particularly great, but the basic premises of it, it looks quite basic and it does the job, but it's got this Europass logo on there, so worth having a look at that and just seeing how it was. But now I think what's more interesting is there's a lot of newer organizations coming up there that have made the CV, the resume, much prettier and much easier to use. So for example, one company I know very well, which is based in Denmark, is Novo Resume, they've got an interesting format which is similar to some of the ones that you start seeing out among web developers, particularly graphic designers. And the format is very nice with your picture on it. It's got the skills and competencies, your professional expertise, your education, and your work experience, and your contact details all on one page. And this allows for you to really sell your skills and experience and be able to get it in front of the stakeholders that are looking at your profile. And if they want a longer profile, if they want a longer CV, you can send that afterwards. But if they've got one opportunity, or you've got one opportunity to sell yourself, you want to try and condense that into as short a document as possible. I would recommend you have a look at the company. It's called novoresume.com. Have a look at it. It's got templates on there as well. And look, keeping your profile short as possible, because at the end of the day, that's your sales document. You're trying to get someone to get it noticed. Many people don't have the time to read CVs for a long period of time. And you want to get a conversation going, so you're actually talking to them or seeing them face to face. If you've got any comments on this, jump in on the show. We'd love to hear your comments. Call in. If you're listening to this on iTunes, jump over to anchor.fm/David Lawrence.